Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good friend Jane Jordan-Meyer back on the show. Jane is a member of our Brain Trust. She is has been joining us now for a while to talk to us about making sure that we're prepared for whatever comes our way in small business. And a lot of things, as we all know, a lot of things come our way, don't they? She's a former journalist, spent a number of years in that assignment, and before converting to becoming a communications management expert. She's the author of the 4 Strategies of Highly Effective Crisis Management, and as I said, she's our good friend Jane Jordan-Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning to everybody, even perhaps those up on in space listening to us.
They very well may be, or they may be on the ground with their little aluminum foil hats waiting on the mothership to beam them back, Jane. Could be.
Oh, they might be, too.
The people who are off their meds. Jane, I want to, and I don't think you'll mind me saying this, I said in the previous segment that that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and and as my audience knows, every year I conduct one segment of our show with 4 of our Brain Trust members who are breast cancer survivors. And you told me something on the break, I don't think you'll mind me saying this, that I didn't know, and that's that you're a breast cancer survivor.
I am indeed. Yes, talk about a personal crisis that one had to manage for oneself back in 2006. So I'm very delighted to say I'm 5 years clear, so I'm a very delighted breast cancer survivor, and I'm really thrilled, Jim, that you're focusing on that, and wish could find a cure for it, it'd be great. But in the meantime, let's take care of ourselves and treasure every minute we have in our lives.
And get screened.
Get
checked up. Check yourself.
Yes,
get checked.
Take it early. Yes. The big lesson for this and for anybody facing anything is it's always, you know, do it early. There are always early warning signs, and listen to one's body and take action quickly. And, you know, I guess that can help us segue into what we want to talk about today is for small business. I mean, how do you actually prepare for the worst or think about the worst? I mean, I guess there are 3 types of, categories when it comes to a crisis in business, and apply small business as much as it does anywhere else. We can be ostriches and put our heads in the sand and ignore the warning signs and think, oh, that could never happen to us. You know, it happened to them, they're bad people, or what would happen to Joe down the road, and he's not so good, perhaps he's talked badly to the council or something. So there's ostriches. And then there are the people who walk on the tightrope. You know, there's tightrope. They sort of have a little bit of planning and maybe we'll get through it and just be able to skate on what we know, sort of the tightrope in the middle, and that's the majority of most people fit into that category. Mm-hmm. And there's about 20% of the population who are like the Boy Scouts. We call them the Boy Scouts. They're the ones who are prepared. They've got a plan. They exercise their plan. Their contact lists are up to date. They're probably monitoring their social media. They certainly know what's going on in their local community very well. And they're going to be able to cope with the crisis very well. So they're the 3 types. So for all the businesses out there listening, whether you're in space or on the ground or somewhere in between, think about what category would you put yourself in. If you're an ostrich type.
You're an ostrich, then you're a tightrope walker, or you're a Boy Scout.
Indeed, indeed.
That's a good
way of thinking about this.
That's a great way of putting things in the little categories. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is it possible, isn't it likely that the more you're like the Boy Scout, not only will you be prepared for the crisis, but you might actually be able to prevent crises?
Oh, absolutely. Because we know, Jim, and we've spoken about it on the show before, 75% of crises are from smoldering issues. you know, they're warning signs and you've ignored them. Mm-hmm. So if you're a good Boy Scout and you're in the 20% category and you've prepared, you're absolutely not only going to survive a crisis but probably thrive. You know, here's another statistic for you, and it's a recognised statistic that's out there for ages. I couldn't remember the source, but nonetheless, it's accepted. This is a sad thing. Most businesses that go through a crisis lose significant business. 40% never reopen. Hmm. Never. 40% never reopen, and 25% fail within 2 years.
Wow.
So what does that tell us?
That tells you that being prepared is worth it.
Well, indeed, that's
especially
right.
Especially if it's something that could have been prevented, and especially since Jane, as you say all the time, you can transition from being an ostrich to a Boy Scout real quick, can't you?
Oh, very quickly. You know, if you ask the right questions. And a few of you know, you're in a small business, and a few of you go out to have a bite to lunch, and you're in a relaxed environment. You can sit around and even on paper napkin in front of you in 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, if you ask the right questions, you can put a basic plan together. That's a simple, you know, people go, oh, it's a thankless task putting together a crisis plan. And people just put it aside and go, oh, we'll get to that yet tomorrow, and they don't start to focus on it until something happens to them or somebody else. You know, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, it takes so long. A good basic plan will take you 20, 30 hours. But again, Jim, let's just remember this statistic as well. If you spend $1 on preparedness, you save $9 on response.
Say that again.
For every dollar you spend on preparedness, you'll save $9 in response.
Wow.
So by being a good Boy Scout and being prepared is actually going to save you a lot of money, a lot of heartache, and a lot of stress.
Right, right. Jane, give us the website. Please tell us how we can find you.
You can find me at www.janejordan.net is my website for my business, and right. My book. You can find my book with all the answers in it and how to put together plans and how to cope with the media in a crisis at crisismanagementbook.com, crisismanagementbook.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called The Four Strategies of Highly Effective Crisis Management. When we come back, she says there's something called the 5 W's and how, which could become your best friend. I'm going to ask her to explain herself to us after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.